Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Bears are out of hibernation and are now in the hunt. How do the Bears size up against the rest of the teams in the league?
We might have been waiting on the wrong team to take off. Maybe it's the Chicago Bears that we need to put that conversation of a team that's ready to make a run.
We break it all down on In the Hunt with Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on The Score.
It still sounds like a bear belching, but I know that bears are scary and I'm not supposed to pet them. Probably still going to die trying to pet a bear someday. Whatever. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And yes, we examine it this time. Who's in the hunt? The playoff hunt? Who's challenging the Bears? What's happening? Well, we started to look at the schedule yesterday. That is the NFL schedule for its final week. And Marshall Harris made the observation that, well, pure chaos can ensue. I tell you.
I like chaos. Do you like chaos?
Of course.
But you like other people's chaos more than your own chaos, right?
Not necessarily.
What? That is the wrong answer, Layla Rahimi.
Oh, I drive into chaos.
Let's talk about this. So here's how this started for me. I was just simply taking a look at the schedule and, you know, we're announcing games that are going to be happening in a couple of weeks. And I'm like, oh, you know, the Bears are set up pretty nice. You got this noon, can you get past 0 degrees kick against the Cleveland Browns?
Thank God it's at noon.
Yeah, think if that was a night game.
Oh, God. Or even a 3:25.
It would not be.
The sun sets at like 3:30 these days.
It would not be appealing.
Barf.
So I'm looking at that, and I was like, oh, okay, so the Bears have this game, and then they've got a Saturday night game against the Packers at home. Then they go on the road for Sunday night football against the Niners. And then after that, there's only one more game left. It's week 18. And you know what? Technically, they could be playing the Lions for the division title. It could be for a wild card spot. Who knows? Got a lot of games, three of them, before we get to that last game. And I was like, oh, it's TBD because every game right now in week 18 is to be determined as far as what time it's going to be.
Indeed. They all just say TBD, all willy-nilly.
So here's what you need to know. In addition to the normal slate, which is, of course, the 1 o'clock window, then the 3 o'clock window, technically 3:25 for that last game, and then Sunday Night Football, there's a Saturday doubleheader. Like, so super national window doubleheader that will take place in the late window, like the 4:25 area, and then the 8 o'clock start, or 3:25 and 7 o'clock start.
Yeah, they just announced the one for the week 17.
Right. So there's another one of those, and it's just like, could the Bears get three, like, primetime standalone games in a row? I was like, oh, they're playing the Lions. That sounds like a sure thing, right?
For the career? In a row?
That sounds like a sure thing, right? The Bears-Lions, it would be a prime matchup. But then I started looking at everybody else's games, and I realized, oh, wait, everyone has a division opponent that weekend. And I submit to you six different games now that will be vying for those three standalone windows I was just talking about, the Saturday doubleheader and then the Sunday Night Football.
Wait a second. Are you saying that the NFL planned this? Like, per se, there's a script?
This could be very well scripted. Not going to lie. Don't know what's going
to
happen.
The schedule sure as hell looks to be scripted.
I did not get the manuscript to read before this segment, but I'm sure it is fascinating and phenomenal.
The league will tell you what to say.
So it's Lions-Bears, as I mentioned. Also of note, you've got in the AFC West the first and second place teams scheduled to go head-to-head in the Chargers and the Broncos.
Well, hell, that's going to be great. That's going to be an excellent game that I will tune in to watch.
What about this one? How do you feel about, I don't know, the Colts and Uncle Phil against the Texans for possibly a wild card spot and or the AFC South title?
You did not call him Uncle Phil.
Is he not Uncle Phil?
Colts and Texans very well now could be at least a division decider, if not deciding the division winner.
Three-team race there. The Jaguars are
some sort of seeding will be on the line.
Exactly.
That's not the promo I'm going to write. That's not good enough. Some sort of seeding will be on the line.
I don't know if you know, but over in the AFC North, the teams in first and second place, it's the Steelers and the Ravens, and they're separated by a game. Guess who's playing in Week 18? Oh, yeah, that's right. Ravens at the Steelers.
So now we've got three games that could decide the division winner.
Yeah. Yeah, four if you count Lions-Bears.
So four and counting.
I'm not done. Also in the NFC West, can I interest you in perhaps a meeting between the Seahawks and the 49ers who have one game separating them?
Oh, hell.
So you see what I'm saying? What I thought was going to be a sure thing, less sure. But also, this might be the most interesting of them all. Because in the NFC South, today they have the same record, 7-6 versus 7-6. It's the Panthers and it's the Buccaneers.
Someone has to win.
Someone has to win.
Someone has to take that division. I don't make the rules. The NFL does. It is a ridiculous slate when you think about it. Because this is the reason I think this concept is the reason they decided to start flexing games. How would you not say that this goes into it? Now, does it interest you at all, Marshall, that when the NFL finalized the Week 17 schedule and Saturday we'll have the doubleheader with the Texans and the Chargers on NFL Network and then the Peacock game is Ravens and Packers? Do you think that factors in at all to what the NFL decides to do in that final week?
The question I guess I'm trying to figure out is when do they have to make that schedule final by? Do they have to wait until week 16, like the middle of week 16, or will they do it earlier? Because you're saying week 17 just got decided, right?
Yeah, but that was because I think the games have to, you know, the Saturday games.
Yeah, well, there's Saturday games here in week 18 too, so that's right. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
And that could very well happen again, where the Bears get pushed to a Saturday game.
Okay. Are you good with that? That's my other question. Are you good with
it? Okay,
so
the schedule for week 18 will be announced at the conclusion of week 17.
Oh, so we won't know until week 17 is over.
Oh, my God.
That's like after Monday Night Football? Is that what you're saying?
This is the whole ass NFL.com. It says 2025 flexible scheduling procedures and scheduling for week 18 allows teams to play their way onto primetime. Well, you wrote the script, so everybody's on primetime. So, yeah, that's the here are the stipulations. Scheduling for week 18. As in prior seasons, the final weekend of the season, the scheduling for Saturday, Sunday afternoon, the Sunday night games is not assigned. The schedule for week 18 will be announced at the conclusion of week 17. Well, the conclusion would be Monday Night Football.
That's what I'm saying. Doesn't that seem a little late? Maybe they'll announce the Saturday games before Monday Night Football.
So you might not know if you are... But it says the conclusion.
that doesn't make a lot of sense. You can't wait till Monday night to... Maybe the teams will know, but the public won't know. I'm just trying to
Here's a better question. Who's the Monday night football game
that
week?
That is a great question.
Let's go to NFL Ops. NFL Ops says the Monday night football game that week tis the Rams and Falcons.
Okay, so
theoretically...
You could know before that
theoretically,
game.
Theoretically, the Falcons could find out on a Monday night after their game that... No, well, they wouldn't be in it anyway. They're
it'd be
eliminated.
The Rams. The Rams might find out
the
Monday
Rams
night.
Might, but the Rams aren't playing somebody of massive consequence. They're playing the Cardinals.
Yeah, also...
So I doubt the Rams go from a Monday night game to a Thursday.
Or, no, there's no Thursday night football.
I mean, not Thursday, to
but
a Saturday.
Saturday. No, you're right. You're right.
Brain. Words. Mouth. Okay, so I don't think the Rams would be playing on a Monday night against the Falcons on December 29th and then finding out they have one even fewer day and playing on a Saturday.
No, I think you're right. I think basically after Bears 49ers, we'll know what's going on. Because that's the last game of consequence in Week 17 is the Sunday night game. As you said, the Rams and Falcons aren't involved in games that are high profile enough. Well, the Rams will be involved if they're like playing for the one seed or playing for the NFC West, but their matchup isn't as paramount as Seahawks 49ers.
So what we're telling you is we're going to keep like trying to figure this out and stressing about it until the conclusion of the Rams-Falcons game.
Well, here's the question I want to pose to you and to everybody out there listening right now. Are you comfortable with the idea of the Bears playing three straight primetime games?
Hell yeah.
Like at night?
Bring it. I mean, the temperatures might be unbearable. We're talking a lot about Sunday's game. Saturday night might be just as bad.
Right. So what I'm saying... No. Next Saturday's supposed to be warmer.
By how much?
It's like in the 20s or 30s.
Didn't you just tell me that 48 hours is really the only way you can forecast?
Well, kind of, sure. But temperature-wise, it should be pretty good. It's the whether it's going to snow or not, or how windy it's going to be, or just how cold it's going to be.
Yeah, all of that factors in. And the fact that it's at night, which means the temperature is going to drop.
But you would welcome three straight. You want the spotlight on the Bears three straight weeks in a row? You want to stay up late doing the stuff we do associated with Bears content and everything else?
I stay up late anyway. The problem is I just don't get to my post-game publishing duties fast enough.
Well, there you go.
But when it comes to the other part of it, yeah, I mean, this is what good teams do. Good teams get flex. Good teams play in prime time. This is the third biggest market in the country. Shouldn't they be a part of this?
No, they should. I just wonder which one the NFL is going to look at and say, these are the two Saturday games and this is the Sunday night game. That's what my question is.
815 wants to know how many actual football fans care about the AFC South. Are you over 40? You might care about Philip Rivers. And at one point, we talked about the career arc of CJ Stroud being something that could mirror a Bears quarterback career arc. So when I consider all of that, I think the AFC South is still compelling.
Well,
it's not the NFC South.
By the time that game rolls around,
it's not the NFC East.
How about this, Layla? By the time that game rolls around, the Texans could honestly be the front runner for AFC representative in the Super Bowl. That's how well they've played football since their 0-3 start.
Mike Florio said that yesterday. I think Mike has some sort of conceptual issue with the Bills. A couple years ago, he thought the Bills window was closed.
I have a conceptual problem with the Bills. I also believe that their window is closed.
Our segment, by the way, brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is In the Hunt with Rahimi Harrison Grody as we examine what right now looks like an incredible Sunday to end the season. There's a lot that can happen, of course, between now and then. That's 4 weeks away. But when you consider all of the excitement that could happen and six games that could decide who wins a division in the league, pretty incredible stuff. I think the league must have known Cowboys and Giants wasn't going to be that consequential. Cowboys might be playing for a playoff berth there, but I have a feeling they're going to need more than that. They're going to need help if they want to get in. Because as we mentioned, I'm thinking the two divisions that have multiple playoff qualifiers are in the West and the North.
When you think about the Bears' lens and understanding that if they don't win the division, they'll be on the road. And let's say they finish with the 5 seed and they got to go play the NFC South champion. Wouldn't you rather a trip to Carolina over a trip to Tampa?
Yeah, Tampa Bay's home field advantage is significant. You'd probably rather play Carolina anyway, just because Baker Mayfield can be clutch for you. And we don't necessarily know what this Panthers team is going to be like in a possible playoff.
I feel like it's inexperience on inexperience in terms of quarterbacks getting first shots to do big things in the playoffs. That's a much more inviting contest than been there, done that, and embarrassed plenty of teams. I remember when they blew out the Eagles a few years ago at home. They do well with the NFC South, usually in game one.
Yeah, and I think that you can easily regain form, even though Tampa's had their fair share of injuries, too. People can get healthy in time for the playoffs.
And then the Seahawks 49ers, you don't have any interest in going to either of those places.
Yeah, you talk a lot about not wanting to go to Santa Clara, and I'm like, you have to mention whether or not you're talking about the regular season game that is scheduled or the Super Bowl.
It is the regular season game. It is the near, is the one closest. Just like a pronoun in a sentence, it's referring to the thing closest. Listen, the Seahawks, 49ers, throw the Rams in there. The Bears have no interest in making a trip to any of those places to start a playoff run.
Well, that's it. You want to try to control as much of your own destiny as possible.
You know how you do that the best? Win the rest of your games, win the NFC, and play two games to get to the Super Bowl at Soldier Field. I know, you think I'm crazy. But
home field advantage in the NFC. That would mean the Bears are a better team than the Rams or the Seahawks.
No, it would just mean the Bears.
Do you expect that arc to happen between now and then?
It doesn't mean the Bears are a better team than either of those teams. It means they have a last place schedule and they have taken advantage of it. That's what that would mean. I've already started thinking about next year and the fact that they've got to play NFC South and AFC East teams. And outside of the Jets, I don't really have any interest in seeing the Bears have to go on the road to, say, I don't know, New England or Buffalo.
The Bears had they were in last place, but the flip side of it was they did have a ridiculously strong strength of schedule. It got easier because of various issues like injuries and the like, but it wasn't supposed to be as easy as it has been.
No, like the Commanders were supposed to be a much better team than what we've seen, how it's played out.
The Bengals were supposed to have Joe Burrow.
Yeah, and the Ravens said, we don't care, we'll give you what we got. Snoop.
Yeah, Tyler Huntley did beat the Bears, but all of this comes into play. It's just, when you look at that slate, what's the game you think is most likely right now as it stands to take that Sunday night primetime spot?
Ravens Steelers.
You have an affinity for the Steelers.
Well, no. The Bengals are almost, like, what need to happen for the Bengals to be in Week 18 is very, very extreme. So that is the most likely win and you're in playoff situation, because I don't think either of those teams can get in as a wild card. So Sunday Night Football has had a history of putting win in your end games in that specific spot. And a division title on the line, that rivalry, star power, yeah.
Yeah, Seahawks and 49ers would be my guess. But you're right. That likely will be, you're deciding who wins the division, not necessarily win in your end.
Also, East Coast bias, so Ravens Steelers.
That's fair. I think just also Steelers audience, when you look at it. I don't know. Bears and Lions might be the move.
That's what I'm saying. That's still a possibility.
You might have either the 49ers or the Bears playing back-to-back Sunday night games.
Ben Johnson, old team. This time it means more than it did at the start of the season in game two. That's a story right there.
I feel like we got to get Mike Tirico on the phone and get him to tell us if they've let him know, you know? Like, is there a chance?
Who's it going to be, Mike?
Mike, we know you got Chicago connections. Come on now. Tell us what you know for your friends in the media over here.
Chicago's definitely the best location if you're trying to get out and do some things of these cities. It's Denver, it's Houston, it's Pittsburgh, it's Santa Clara,
I mean,
regular
season. Speaking
of
winning your end, though, could it be the fate of the Packers? Knowing that, but I don't think people are going to watch the Vikings. Like, so it's got to be.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's got to be two good teams.
Exactly.
Oh, it probably does come down to Ravens Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
You just want Aaron Rodgers on Sunday night, don't you?
Or Bears Lions, but I that's a lot of attention.
You know what? I think he's a fan of the league, and he might have some fun with this. We should ask Church what he thinks.
Okay.
Even though he's a Vikings fan, he's always he's plugged in. He'll get it.
he has flown his white flag for the season for his team.
That he has, but not his fantasy football team. Paul Charchian, our fantasy football expert, joins us next. I'm Rahimi Harrison Brody to get you ready for your fantasy football weekend.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I think you're really underestimating the broad sexual appeal that I have.
Paul Charchian, fantasy football guru.
And we get to find out now if all our fantasy drafts, we all love our teams right now. Half of us are going to be like, oh, what have I done? Here's why we hate the Packers in Minnesota. Like you, we are a border state. And these Packer fans need a job or a girlfriend. What do?
Not a
and
job
they come
or
to a real
girlfriend.
Economy and a real city, and they don't leave their Packer fandom behind. They bring the arrogance that they have. And that's what makes the Packer fans insufferable.
Paul Charchian with Rahimi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We talked to Paul Charchian at this time. I already was looking at one of my friends' playoff schedules and what they were trying to do because that's what time of the year it is for fantasy football playoffs. Paul Charchian is at Paul Charchian on Twitter. He joins us via Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore, and the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. We made it, Church. It is that time. How are you doing on your team?
Fantasy playoffs. I would love to tell you all of my teams made the fantasy playoffs, but I'm in 14 leagues, so
what?
I can't tell you that they all, I know.
I thought Adam Studzinski was the record holder with five fantasy teams. I was sorely mistaken.
Charge. Okay, before you go any further, 14 teams. What is that rooting for individual players that are on your team versus going against guys that are on your team but on other teams and other leagues? How does that work?
Are you a robot, and what is it like being one?
You should see what my Wednesday morning looks like trying to get all my waivers in place, you know, where you're bidding on players and you're putting in your waivers. I have to block out 2.5 hours of my schedule just to do waivers. We've got people that run over 100 guillotine leagues. And the waiver process on that is even more extensive. I mean, and I've run into people that manage several hundred fantasy teams. You can't do it very well. That's the hard part. I think 14 is over the tipping point for me. I'm not the guy that I don't have the time to be like analyzing trades and offering a bunch of trades. I'm actually a pretty bad. For somebody who makes a living in this industry, I'm a pretty bad fantasy manager because I'm in too many leagues to care deeply about that one league that you're in, Layla, that you care a lot about, and this is your one league, and you're putting all your attention into that. Well, I'm dividing that by 14.
I'm very
and
much
that makes
it.
Me pretty bad.
I'm very much an all my eggs in one basket girl, and it stinks. I shouldn't be like that, but it's just I only have so many baskets, you know.
I feel like this is a good metaphor that applies across all walks of life.
I knew you would get that out of me.
Yes,
I knew.
Charge. How many of the 14 made the playoffs?
10. I'm estimating 10 so far. Yeah. Okay. I'm estimating. It's not perfect. I would love to tell you I went 14 out of 14, but I'm not going to do that. You know, it's all because of injuries, right? Totally out of my hands. I didn't get any of my big takes wrong. Certainly not. Would never have suggested in the preseason that Jordan Mason was sitting on double-digit touchdowns and then drafted him on half of my 14 teams. Would never have made that kind of mistake. That's for sure. It's all just because of random luck with bad injuries.
Yeah, I mean, okay, teams. So that is a good segue opportunity, Charge, because... Anybody picking up Philip Rivers? Because he might start.
He might start. I think it's going to be the same kid that played last week, Riley Leonard, who was... I went back and just watched all his passes just so I could really get up to speed on him. He was non-awful. I think he's going to be the star. He's on the team all year. And I think there's just some inherent advantages of that as opposed to grabbing a guy who hasn't played for 4 years and 48 weeks. So I believe it's going to be Riley Leonard who will take his lumps against Seattle. So it's Seattle this week. Remember what happened to Max Brosmer 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, when he had to go in and make his first NFL start against Seattle. Total meltdown. Four interceptions, a pick six. So I think Riley Leonard they're just going to chew him up in this game. Let him take the L here. Start Philip Rivers next week is my guess on how this is going to go. Because you can't put Philip Rivers out against the Seattle defense in his first game in 5 years.
It'll be a one-game comeback.
It could be a short comeback. That's the problem. Do you two think Philip Rivers is a first ballot Hall of Famer, eventual Hall of Famer, or not a Hall of Famer at all?
Never eventual.
Yeah, I think it's eventual. Like the numbers and the career and the yards and the stats, I think, speak up enough for him.
He's got the counting numbers.
Yeah.
He has. Seventh all-time in passing yards.
That's
seventh.
It. Yeah.
I mean, you know, if he had had the Super Bowl appearance to the Super Bowl win, then I think it would be automatic. We talk about first ballot. And I think he should be first ballot anyway. Ooh. But if you're going to reset the clock, and I think you guys may know this nuance, if he stays on the practice squad, his Hall of Fame eligibility does not reset. But once he comes off the practice squad, then it resets 5 years. And maybe that doesn't matter to him, but man, with it looming, I wonder if there hasn't been some kind of guarantee. Like, you know, if you're going to do this, Philip Rivers, we are going to, you know, we plan to start you. We're not just going to go through the motions here. And if we do elevate you, you're going to play. So again, I think it's Riley Leonard this week to take his lumps against Seattle.
Oh yeah. That whole game is baffling.
Okay. So I'm looking at Jalen Hurts owners and should, they be out here starting Jalen Hurts in the playoffs? Because I know you saw what happened on the one play last week.
Yes. That was -4 fantasy points on one play. That's the biggest one play loser in the history of fantasy football to have two turnovers on one play. In most leagues, that's -2 points per turnover. A -4 point play is unbelievable. And for the full game, he went negative points in many scoring systems. Hurts did. Now, they've got the Raiders this week. It feels like a get-right spot because it's the Raiders, but they're actually not half bad against the pass. Over the last 6 weeks, opposing passers averaging just 201 yards and 1.3 touchdowns. That's not enough. If Jalen Hurts is just going to get the 201 yards and 1.3 touchdowns, that's not good enough in the fantasy playoffs. We need more. But Hurts always brings you that rushing touchdown upside. But everything about this offense is so broken, guys. You got the struggles of your offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo, on his way out, probably. Offensive line, Lane Johnson has been injured. Landon Dickerson's in and out of games. The tush-push effectiveness is way down. A.J. Brown, you know, his sailing passes to the point that A.J. Brown had to make that business decision on Monday night over the middle on that high pass. And it was hard to blame him. You know, if you're going to throw the ball that high where a receiver has to extend himself across the middle, that's a tough spot. I mean, just so many things going wrong with this offense right now. I've got Jalen Hurts, who's normally a top three quarterback most weeks. He's quarterback 10 against the Raiders. You might have a better option. Guys like Jackson Dart might be more intriguing. Marcus Mariota against the Giants might have more upside. The Hurts, where you really want Hurts, is next week against Washington. That's where it's going to be green light for Hurts. This one is this is a much trickier spot, and he's not an automatic play.
We're talking to our fantasy football guru, Paul Charchian, here at Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we have a little bit of breaking news for you. It is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Not necessarily fantasy football oriented, but something of note. The Steelers have just put out a statement that T.J. Watt is currently in a local hospital for further medical evaluation of his lung after experiencing discomfort at the practice facility on Wednesday. He will not be at practice on Thursday. His status for Monday night's game against Miami is in question. Coach Tomlin will provide more updates at the appropriate time. So, sobering news. That's for so T.J. random. Watt to go to the hospital for a lung issue.
So if usually the lung issue is punctured lung, collapsed lung, that happens on a big play, right? Or something, you know, that doesn't happen mid-practice typically, midweek. So this is super weird and maybe a little troubling. I mean, the fact that they're casting doubt on his status this many days out, boy, that's something we'll have to watch. Very interesting, and hopefully he's fine, obviously.
Yeah, concerning about T.J. Watt, but figured I would pass that along during this segment. Now, I know I have a friend who told me recently that she made the playoffs in her fantasy football league by picking players on teams that just have animal mascots.
Don't do that.
So like Steelers, Cowboys, Vikings, they're out.
Oh, my goodness.
But she's in the playoffs.
Okay, this brings me to Ben Johnson, who this week, I don't know if you guys caught what he said this week about DJ Moore. The plan going into the week was to get DJ Moore heavily involved in the game plan. Rhone Odunze out, and so DJ Moore's supposed to have a big game. And after the game, the box score shows, I think DJ Moore had one catch. And Ben Johnson was like, well, going into the game, the plan was to get him the ball. It just didn't work out. And then I'm thinking to myself, man, I go through all this trouble. I rank every player. I'm analyzing every matchup. That coach doesn't know how many times a guy's going to get the ball. And he's installing the game plan.
Yeah.
You know, we go through so much effort to try to be right during this segment with all the things we do all week. And then you hear something like that, and then you don't feel so bad about getting some stuff wrong.
You're thinking about your four teams out of the playoffs right now, aren't you?
I am right now.
Speaking of teams that don't have animal mascots and one that's near and dear to your heart, Justin Jefferson has only 15 yards in two games, and I don't think it's his fault either. He faces a Dallas secondary that is brutal. So is this the time to start him?
15 yards in two games for Justin Jefferson, arguably the most talented player at his position in the league. In the past 2 years, he's only had two games, one in each year with two receptions. Now they're consecutive, and you get into the playoffs. And Jefferson didn't necessarily help you get into the playoffs, only two touchdowns all season, but wasn't hurting you badly until these last 2 weeks. Hopefully you're still alive. So do you start him against Dallas? Answer,
Yes, we are going to do it. He's still averaging 8 targets per game from J.J. McCarthy, who's coming off his best game against a similarly bad defense in Washington. Dallas dead last in yards allowed to opposing wide receivers, dead last in touchdowns allowed to opposing wide receivers, and fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. In virtually every Dallas game, more than one opposing receiver has a really good game, including last week, 3 different receivers had good games against Dallas by the Lions. So I just feel like you gotta start Justin Jefferson here. The upside is so high. And if Justin Jefferson just has the kind of game he normally would have against a bad secondary and you left him on the bench, you'll be kicking yourself. I think we're going to try him here. I've advised caution the past couple of weeks. Not here. It's the fantasy playoffs. Let's roll the dice on the upside that Justin Jefferson brings you against Dallas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is halftime on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Ben Johnson said that his team is desperate to win this game. And it wasn't just coaching talking points. I think he was also pointing out that you should focus more, Layla, on the Browns game, not necessarily being a W automatically.
I feel like that's a personal message.
Myles Garrett's on the other side. He does things a lot. Sacks a lot of people.
Don't sleep on Shedeur.
He's only got 20 or so. And yeah, Shedeur Sanders is a factor in this game because you should respect anytime there's a quarterback making waves who got 300 yards passing in a game in the National Football League. So that's the point. We also talked about how many games it was going to take to make the playoffs. Kevin Byard agrees with Marshall Harris. It will take 11. I believe these two. Additionally, we examine the situation surrounding Michigan football right now and former head coach Sherrone Moore. And we talked about the importance of the last Sunday in the league and how many games could be decided on that Sunday. Plus, we talked to Paul Charchian, our fantasy football expert.
It's halftime.
Marshall loves Chick-fil-A, so I am not surprised that it snuck its way into my news algorithm. because I'm sure the camera probably picks up on the Chick-fil-A cup that oftentimes he will have in the studio. So this story crossed my path. Have you ever snuck out to Chick-fil-A, Marshall?
I don't need to sneak out. I'm an adult. I go when I want to.
But like, maybe you don't want to go and you're just like, nah, I need this today.
Nah, I'm lazy. I'm not doing that.
Okay, fair enough. Well,
have you seen the weather outside?
It's cold. Somebody has snuck out more than you.
Go ahead.
This is a G move if there ever was one. Boy 5 sneaks out of his house for Chick-fil-A while his family sleeps.
5?
5 years old. He's just chilling at this Chick-fil-A barefoot eating.
Not barefoot.
He didn't even put shoes on.
Is he like in his pajamas?
I guess. This is in Jacksonville, Florida. A boy named William said he felt hungry and he didn't want to wake up his parents. So he decided to slip out of the house through a gate and walk barefoot down the block to the nearby Chick-fil-A that he goes to on the weekends.
This is insane.
I've heard of self-sufficiency, but at that age, that's pretty incredible. So, like, here's the thing. When you get up to the register, you're like, I would like food. Well, where's your money? Oh,
he didn't have cash on him. I thought maybe if he's orchestrating a plan of this elaborate detail, maybe he had, you know, reached for his mom's credit card.
In body camera footage that was released by the Jacksonville Sheriff's Department, William, still in his nightshirt, appears utterly at ease.
So he was in his pajamas.
His small legs swinging beneath the table as he sipped a drink and worked his way through Chick-fil-A chicken minis, which the Chick-fil-A manager had quietly provided free of charge. Oh. Now you have to on that account. So let's listen to the footage.
We arrived on scene.
Hello.
And as we walked in, we see a little kid sitting at the table eating his breakfast with one of the managers.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, look at that.
We asked where he came from, and he kept saying he walked to Chick-fil-A.
You know where your house is, right, honey?
It's right across the street, right over there.
Okay, cool.
I have children, and you know, the first thing, you know, you get that knot in your stomach because you know somebody else who's a parent is missing their child.
Are you going to show us where you live?
Yeah.
Okay. We gathered him up.
Look at that. Say thank you.
There's a cow for you.
I walked him to the back of my patrol car.
Are you going to get me in jail?
No, I'm not going to put you in jail. And we started checking here.
All right, buddy, where's your house at?
We're wondering, where did this child come from?
Is it right here?
None of these doors are open. None of these garages are open.
I don't live in a duck pond.
So then he explained that he had a white fence.
That's where it is.
Right here?
Yeah.
And that's when we pulled up in the driveway. And then we realized that the call box wasn't working. We had no way to get through the gate.
How about this? My initial thoughts were, I can't believe he came out of here. It's the most secure house on that block in reference to having a fence all the way around, front, back, sides.
But what? Little William was crafty and got his Chick-fil-A. The precious little question when he goes, am I going to jail?
That's crazy. Resourceful, but crazy.
Also, you think your house is safe, and then the next thing you know, old William's taken out of there.
It's giving me Macaulay Culkin and Home Alone vibes. Kevin!
I just love the idea of this little kid by himself just chilling at Chick-fil-A barefoot eating chicken minis. Ugh, too good. Coming up next on Halftime, we have a special guest that just entered our studio. That's Carrie Pinkowski's music. Hey, Carrie.
What up, Carrie?
Thank you. Hey, Layla Marshall, how are you all doing?
Happy to see you. The director of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon has announced its record-setting year yet again. $47 million the Bank of America Chicago Marathon raised for charity. Congratulations.
Unbelievable. Just humbled by the response we had this year and obviously the funds we were able to raise. We had a record in 2024 of $36 million. We're up $11 million this year. So it just goes to show the generosity of the community, and this program is doing some great things at a time when some of the charities need some help. So we're just so proud of it, and we keep pushing forward.
Were you a little bit taken aback? I mean, that's a 30% increase. Were you a little bit taken aback by just how much better this year was compared to last?
Absolutely. I was, you know, you're humbled by the generosity of the, and it's the people around the individuals that are running, but it's been such a great partnership. And the connection between, you know, this activity, which is by any no far stretch of the imagination an easy event to do, takes a lot of preparation and training at all levels, whether you're, you know, one of the guys, men and women up front, some of our world-class athletes, or if you're trying to run, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 hours or just finish. But I think that connects in a great way with the philanthropic side of it in the city here. So, you know, it's just amazing. You know, I'm, when we started this, you know, 25 years ago, I think we raised maybe $25,000 or whatever. So, you know, we've been on a pretty great trajectory.
It is overwhelming. And you gave us Kerry before he got in. The Chicago Marathon has the best Nike swag. There's not even a question. And it says City of Records, and it has both the men's and the women's records on either side, which are incredible to even read when you consider 2:00:35, the late Kelvin Kiptum. But also, I think it's the City of Records when it comes to raising money. To be able to top your own record like this, $11 million. I mean, that it is moving to think about how much people, even 1 year to the next, were able to come in like this.
And since 2002, I'm Alex Sawyer, our fact checker, that's over $400 million since 2002. So, you know, it's just great. So it is a pillar of what we do. It's a big part. I mean, obviously, you've all met Rita Cook from Bank of America. You know, what they do in support of this. When you have a platform like that and you're a corporation, most corporations are going to want to talk about a good or a service. But they wrap the buildings with the runners, and they really use their assets to promote giving and connecting and all that. So you couldn't have a better partner.
Her support is authentic and genuine. Absolutely. And I know she's known to run a fun race here or two that's connected to the marathon as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I also want to point out this that you guys just let us know, that the fundraising momentum is expected to continue next year. 55,000 participant field. And of course, we are happy to be a part of it at 670 The Score. And a third of the field is supposed to run and fundraise on behalf of an official charity. And then I heard who one of that third of that 55,000 is going to be.
Absolutely. We're so excited. We talked to Anthony Rizzo the other day, Alex Sawyer and I, and obviously Holly Petrovich is here with us. But, you know, he wants to run the marathon and be part of it. And we all know him as a player, as a Cub, a Yankee, you know, unbelievable, but how generous he has been in the community with his working with Lurie Children's Hospital and the things that he does. So to have him partner and run with us this year as part of the charity program, amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I am looking at his page right now. You can go to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. It is under the fundraisers tab. He has a message about why he is running. He has a $100,000 goal. And he's only raised $25 because I don't think anybody knows yet. So can we help Anthony Rizzo out with his $100,000 goal?
A few minutes in. So yes, just a few minutes ago that became public. So we're excited about it. And you know, that's just part of Chicago, the generosity, the community. You know, I talked earlier to pull this off. First of all, Chicago is a great event city. And it really is a team effort and an amazing ecosystem. Think about Chicago Police that are a key partner here, the Park District that allows us to stage the event, but all the city agencies and the federal agencies that give us support, but the local businesses, our hospitality industry here, Choose Chicago, everybody's on board with this, our volunteers, the residents. And we had a great day. Record number of finishers, record number of spectators, volunteers. Chicago came out. And I think that's part of it. I mean, you know, we have these charity runners that run with their charity on their vest, and people get behind that and get out there and cheer. So it's just a great day. We're looking forward to a great day in 2026.
Looking forward to it. And if my knee holds up, I'm going to try to get on the action, but I just, it's too early. It's too early.
Well, maybe you can do the 5K. We'll start you with the 5K the day before.
He runs the Broad Street run in Philly, so I know he's good for 10 miles.
Yeah, I just got to see if training-wise, if I get above the 13.1, then it's downhill from there.
Yeah. Well, and thank you all at The Score. I mean, I think we're celebrating our 20th year as a partner with The Score and have been with us on this journey. And all you talking about it and getting the message out is a big part of it. So thank you for all that you do with the event.
Thank you for the free swag. I love a good hat. I will be wearing this.
I know it is a great hat, and it's got that the mesh, like the thin
that looks
dry
good
fit
on
the
guys.
Back that you can run with.
City of Records, fundraising, athletic performance, and we got Connor Mansa set the American record this year for the men. So men's American record, women's American record, and the men's and women's world records.
And
so.
It's got my 5K time on the side. It's great.
2 hours for the 5K.
I think you can do better than that. You're a pretty fit guy. So
I bet I'm good for an hour 5K myself. So bad. Carrie, how do you train inside when it's cold like this for a marathon, by the way? I had friends who asked questions. I was like, I know the guy for this.
You know, one of the things is, I like this time of year because I could care less what the weather's like, you know, so other than I have to scrape the windows on my car or whatever. But, you know, we have so many great organizations here in the city. Chicago Area Runners Association has got they have some groups that get together in the wintertime. But if it's a little dicey outside, get on the treadmill, stay inside. You don't want to injure yourself, but go check out Chicago Area Runners Association. They have some training programs through the winter. Fleet Feet has got some great runs at their locations in the city and the suburbs, so there's a lot of opportunity to join with some people and go out and have a run.
Well, Carrie Pinkowski, congratulations again. Holly and Alex, who are on your marathon team, congratulations guys, and congratulations to everybody who did this, who raised $47.1 million last year. Beat it again. That's what they do.
City of Records. Marsha's got the hat on.
That's all I've got right now is the hat. And we'll work on the other part later.
Happy holidays.
We have plenty of time. Plenty of time. Happy holidays, you guys.
Great to hear from Carrie Pinkowski.
Thanks, Carrie.
The Bank of America Chicago Marathon Director. We are a proud partner on 670 The Score. Coming up next, it is time for 5 on It. We have a lot of Cubs discussion and Bears discussion to get to. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.